This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events: major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. And one thing that from my standpoint, one thing that makes this Tuesday afternoon really sensational is the idea that a cool front is coming through here. So it's going to feel a little different tomorrow. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us. I'm in my apartment at West End doing the show. Ian is on location at People's Health. Today, October the 15th, is the first day for making decisions about Medicare and about your health and about coverage and things like that. And this is really something important, and many of you maybe haven't thought about this. Some of you might actually be of age when it comes to getting Medicare, and you're paying for your insurance, and you could be paying for Medicare and getting help from People's Health, because in addition to Medicare, you also need additional packages. And this is an opportunity for you to find out more about that. One of the incredible things about People's Health is that they have offices. There's an office in Metairie. Ian's on location at the office in Metairie. And this is Veterans and Causeway. It's right next to Party City, just down from Trader Joe's. Those are landmarks. There's an office for you to go in and talk to people. There are seminars. There are meetings that will explain everything that you need to know. And it can be a little complicated, and you don't want to be taken advantage of, but this is really a great opportunity for you to find out more about what you need. Now, maybe you're going to go find out more about what your parents need, but you need something in addition to Medicare. And I have dealt with this myself personally. And People's Health is that opportunity. Coleman is our studio producer back at the studio. Ian on location. We'll go to Ian in just a moment. A lot to talk about. We've got some polling information when it comes to the presidential election, which is now 3 weeks away. 3 weeks from today. Donald Trump did a big interview today on the economy, and he talks about this tariff, which scares a lot of people. Also, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, just went ballistic in an interview with a couple of radio people. And he said, if you don't ask better questions, or if you're going to ask these questions, I'll get somebody else to ask these questions. I don't know if he has the power to fire the people or whatever, but we're going to share that with you. I don't have audio of it, but we've got a transcript of it, and I'm going to read that to you. Jerry Seinfeld is taking back comments that he made about blaming the extreme left for killing comedy. So we'll talk about that. Also, Gen Z would rather be an influencer than a doctor. And I don't blame them, because influencers make a hell of a lot of money. and you don't have to do all that studying. And I don't know about you, but when you go to the doctor, how much time does the doctor and the nurses, how much time did they spend on you compared to how much time they spend on the damn computer in the room? I mean, they're going through all the computer. They're putting all the input stuff in. It's like they spend more time on the computer than they actually do with the patient. So we've got a whole list of things that Gen Z would rather do than be a doctor. And I guess from my generation, the boomer generation, you know, being a doctor was, you know, the cool thing to be. But not anymore. So, you know, again, we've got a lot to get to this afternoon. Ian Hoke, our senior producer, is on location at People's Health. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well. How are you, bud?
Good. You look really nice. We've got video set up here so I can see Ian and Coleman back at the studio.
Yeah, we're all looking pretty good today, aren't we?
Yeah. So, listen, I appreciate you being there, and there's just a
yes,
lot to talk about. And, you know, we're not going to get into serious political debate today on the show. Excuse me. There are some things to talk about. We'll put that off until tomorrow. And then, of course, tomorrow is the day before the Saints and the Broncos game and Sean Payton returning to the Dome. Is Sean Payton going to be cheered or is he going to be booed when the team comes on the field? Now, every opposing team is booed, but I wonder if the boos are going to be louder with Sean Payton leading the Broncos into the Dome. We'll talk more about that on the show tomorrow, and then, of course, Thursday is the big game. But this is the time to make decisions and to find out more information about Medicare and the supplements, and People's Health is just really impressive when it comes to helping people make this decision.
You know, it's exciting to be out here at People's Health. I had never been before. I know you've been out here before. It's a beautiful facility. Everyone's so friendly and helpful. And we got coffee and drinks, and there's some donuts still out here, Joe's Donuts, if you're into a donut. And, you know, the location is so easy to get to. As we've been saying all day, it's right next to Party City on Veterans Boulevard. It's right next to Trader Joe's if you want to come by and get some, you know, everything bagel, potato chips, and then some balloons, and then come on over to People's Health and sit down with an expert to talk to you about your Medicare plan. So we would love to see everybody stop by here before 4 o'clock. They got seminars going on. We got some snacks and drinks. You can meet everybody out here. Come on down. It's a good time.
Yeah, and Ian, you can do the text messages from there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we'll have your text messages. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian is with Mike Knight. He is a benefits advisor for People's Health, and we're about to learn a lot more about what we're going to be talking about this afternoon concerning People's Health.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike Knight is.
Wait, he's not here yet. Oh, he's coming up.
Yeah, let's step aside because we don't want to get too jammed up here. So let's take our first break and we'll come back with Mr. Knight.
Okay, all right. We're going to come back. Ian is out there live at People's Health on Veterans Highway, Causeway, and Veterans, and we're just talking about Medicare and getting what you need in addition to Medicare. And you also need People's Health to help you with this. And there's a lot of information coming up with Mike Knight, who is a benefits advisor. So, if you need any information, this is a great opportunity to stop by People's Health on Veterans. I'm Scoot on the air, and we will be right. It's October 15th. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And this is a day for opening up. This is opening up registration. This is the time for you to change your plan. Medicare Advantage, there are plans that are increasingly popular. And so Ian Hoke is on location at People's Health Veterans and Causeway in Metairie with benefits advisor for People Health, Mike Knight.
That's right, Scoot. I'm here with Mike Knight. Say hello, Mike. Thanks for making time today.
Hey, thank you for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. If you're just tuning in, we are live at the People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie. Today is the beginning of Medicare's annual enrollment period. And before we dive right into that, Mike, for people who don't know or aren't familiar or haven't been listening so far today, what is People's Health and what is it that you do exactly?
All right, so People's Health, we're a Medicare plan. We've been around since 1994. We cover 110,000 people in Louisiana, and we do everything Medicare. So if someone's coming on to Medicare and they're looking for a Medicare Advantage plan, if they have questions, if they just need to know where to start, we're a good place here to come and do that.
Okay, great. I did want to note for anybody, I'm not quite at the age where I would need Medicare, but I know there's a lot of people listening who are used to helping their parents set up their computer or install their Roku machine or something like that. So we want to make sure if you're like me and you're not quite near the age of eligibility, you still want to pay attention to this because this is really useful information for you or somebody else in your family when it's that time.
Yeah, absolutely. We had somebody come in just maybe 10 minutes ago that was getting information for their parents, and we're all going to be at that point sometime, so hopefully we all make it to 65 or older, but you know, it is good to start looking at that, and definitely as people get older, they're going to need help, so it's good to be knowledgeable.
Great. Let's talk about this annual enrollment period kicking off today. What does this mean for people who have Medicare?
So this is your time of year where you can join a plan, you can change a plan, you can consider other coverage. This is kind of the time of year where you're going to decide what your health care is going to be for the next 12 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Yeah, just like if you even have private employer insurance, you always have this period where you got to make changes here, or if you need to add a beneficiary or something, it's the same thing.
Exactly. Okay, same concept.
And so tell us about some of the kinds of changes that people would traditionally make during this period.
All right. So if they don't have a Medicare drug plan, this is the time of year they could add one. If they're on just regular Medicare and they wanted to pick up a whole package, like a Medicare Advantage plan, they can come and do that. If they wanted to drop coverage, this is the time of year where you can add or delete coverage.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, great. And people can make changes other times. This isn't the only time, but there's certain eligibility requirements, certain circumstances that have to be in play if people want to make changes to their plans outside of this two- or three-month period, right?
Correct, yeah. It's called a special election period, and it's not everybody's going to qualify for it. So if they do, it's going to be per individual, and where this is the time of year where everyone can come in and just make a change because they want to. They don't have to seek a certain period.
Yeah. So I want to make sure we highlight what we're really doing here is trying to save people money. Right. This is all about, you know, people who are on fixed income. They really need to save money on health care with groceries and gas and insurance and everything else the way it is. People's Health can really help people sort of bend down the cost curve. So tell us about some of the ways that people can lower their Medicare costs, particularly through these Medicare savings programs.
All right. So the Medicare savings program is going to be an asset based and an income based program. It's through the state of Louisiana. And what they can do, if they qualify, they can contact the state of Louisiana and say, hey, look, I'd like to apply for Medicaid. And there's various levels of Medicaid that they can qualify for based on their income. And what they would do is, once they go through the application process, the state of Louisiana would say, okay, this is what you qualify for. Once they figure out what they're qualified for, we have special needs plans that they can come in and see if it's going to fit their needs.
Okay, so how can people find out if they are eligible?
Calling the state of Louisiana would be the first one.
So just make a phone call to...
Yeah, Louisiana. So what they would do is they would call the Department of Health and Hospitals, and it's Louisiana Medicaid. And
right.
I'm going to give you the number.
Yes, please. Okay. Go ahead and rock that right if people don't have it handy.
Sure. It's 888-342-6207, and that is Louisiana Medicaid. There's also some local contacts through the Senior Health Insurance Information Program of Louisiana that they'll have them stationed in each parish, and they're real knowledgeable. They'll help them fill out applications as well, or the local Council on Aging, a lot of times, will be able to help.
Okay, great. Let's talk about prescription drugs. I don't take a ton of prescription drugs, but I've just kind of crossed the threshold where the costs are now starting to stack a bit. And I know for people who, are seniors and are taking lots of prescription drugs, that can be a big burden. Explain the Extra Help program and how that can help people out with their Part D coverage.
So Extra Help is a program through Social Security. So the first one we were talking about is through the state of Louisiana. This one's through Social
Security. This is Social Security, okay.
And so it's still income and asset based, but it has a higher threshold. So their income can be a little bit higher than what they are qualifying for under Medicaid. And what it does, it just helps lower cost. So some health plans will have drug premiums, and it'll help eliminate those. It'll help push down their co-pays for medication, so they're not paying as much for the medicine. If they have what's called a late enrollment penalty, if they didn't sign up for Medicare Part D when they were first eligible, it will cover that penalty for them.
Yeah.
So it's another benefit, another way to help reduce cost.
Okay, great. Let's take this moment just to remind people there is a brick-and-mortar store here where they can come and talk to an expert. There's a learning program, a seminar happening in the other little room right now. And I think you and I actually spoke briefly last year when I was at the studio, and I had an opportunity to read some of the text messages that were coming in, and somebody pointed out how special it is that there's a facility like yours that can help people in the most human to human contact way possible come to face with this kind of big technical red tape bureaucracy, and you make it all so much easier for them, and you can do that speaking to a real human person to person, and that is so special.
Yeah, in New Orleans, we tend to like to do things face-to-face.
Sure,
you know, And here, this is special because you can walk in, you can talk to someone. I spoke to somebody earlier today who enrolled over the phone with a different plan and got all the information incorrect.
Oh, no.
And so, you know, that's what I said. It's nice to be able to come in. You can see what we're writing down. I mean, you can see what's written down. You can read it. You can ask questions and get your answers without trying to just do something over the phone.
Sure. I do see some texts coming in here on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking Text Line. If you got a question you want me to tuck in with Mike Knight real quick, shoot me a text, 504-260-1870. I'm getting some of those ready now. We'll get to those in just a moment. Going back to Extra Help, tell us what that application process is like.
There's a couple of ways you can do it. You can do it online with Social Security. You can go to a Social Security office. You can call them on the phone. Also, with the SHIP, the Senior Information Program for Louisiana, they will help you do it as well.
Okay.
The Council on Aging also.
Yeah, great. All hands on deck. Everybody wants to help.
There really is a lot of resources.
Okay, great. So there are people who qualify for both Medicare and Medicaid, and those are dual-eligible people, right?
Correct.
So how do these dual-eligible special needs plans, how do they coordinate their coverage?
So if they come onto a plan that People's Health offers that's a dual eligible plan, we're going to see what they qualify for with Medicare, also what they qualify for with Medicaid, and then they have enhanced benefits. So they may be getting an over-the-counter card that includes food, ability to pay certain utilities.
Wow.
And then, you know, over-the-counter items, cold remedies, vitamins, Band-Aids, that type of thing, all included.
Yeah. So it's not just, you know, inpatient care, the sort of big elaborate things we think of when we think about healthcare. It's also just day-to-day things, like
day-to-day
things you can pick up at the pharmacy.
Right. And all those things tie back into their overall health.
Sure. And for people with more complex health needs, tell us about how People's Health helps members navigate the different Medicaid and Medicare benefits.
So we have people on site that can, the care coordinators that will, if you're part of a special needs plan, you have a care coordinator. And what they're designed to do is really just help you either manage any health conditions, manage the health plan, make sure you're getting the care that you need.
Okay, so just to reinforce for people, if people are interested in applying for these Medicare savings programs or the extra help program, what should they do right now? What should they do today?
Today they should call, if they're looking for Medicaid, call Medicaid and say, I would like to apply. They're going to take an application whether they think you're eligible or not, because as they're going through, they're going to ask you all the information. That person you're talking to on the phone is not going to make the decision. They feed it in, and then a determination is made, and they mail you a letter about it.
So it could be really quite straightforward. If somebody's listening and they think, maybe I'm eligible for some of these benefits, all you got to do is make one phone call.
Correct.
You know, it's not like you got to go do this elaborate back and forth with somebody. You talk to somebody that's going to be helpful and knowledgeable on the phone, and you explain to them what your situation is. They get the information they need, and then they get back to you and say, hey, these could be your benefits if you'd like to enroll.
Exactly. Right,
okay,
yeah.
That's great. For people who want to learn more about people's health, or they want to come to one of these seminars, you must do – I know you're not just doing this today. You must do these all the time.
We
right?
do, yeah.
So where do people see like a schedule or what the topic of a certain seminar is going to be?
So they can go to peopleshealth.com/center, and that will have the whole schedule coming up. And we're going to be doing them all the way through annual enrollment. They can also come in here, and I mean, we can do a one-on-one with them. They don't actually have to be in any kind of a meeting. They can also call the center here and – schedule and reserve a spot for a meeting.
Okay, great. So even for people, you know, like I said earlier, geographically speaking, this is kind of right in the heart of Metairie. It's easy to get here. But for even for people who aren't able to come over here quickly or take time off work or however, they can just make a phone call, right?
Yeah, they can call us, and we do home visits as well.
So if
someone, yeah, we can go out and meet with them.
That's incredible service.
So, yeah.
And it begs the question, why aren't there more organizations like this one that help us deal with, I mean, everything that we have to do with the government is such a pain. And I just wish there were more organizations like yours that were able to just, hey, here's a chair for me, here's a chair for you. Let me help you navigate this complex system. You know, it seems to me such a no-brainer. I'm just so glad that People's Health exists in this capacity, because I think people need help with all kinds of things, and they don't get it.
Yeah, and a lot of it's just getting questions answered. You know, is this right for me or not, and here's what's important to me.
Yeah.
And if we can cover that, we'll tell you. If not, we're going to tell you that as well. This isn't right for you.
Yeah. Fantastic. Anything else you want our audience to know before we let you go, Mike?
No, well, I mean, we're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Fantastic. I want to see if I can tuck in a couple more questions here. These are from the Aquanart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Somebody says, I'd like to know why there is an enrollment period. It seems like not everybody turns 65 at the same time of year. Why can't I sign up in April or August or May?
Good question. If you're aging into Medicare, you can sign up at any point when you're aging in. So that's going to be what they call an initial election period, where they're just becoming eligible for Medicare, or if they're leaving work. If you have some kind of a life change, you may have an election period there available.
Right.
This is for people that are already on Medicare and just continuing on with what they're doing.
Yeah, so going back to what we said earlier, this is the, and it's from October 15th to December 7th.
December 7th,
okay,
correct.
So even if you need Medicare sometime outside of that, you may be able to go to one of these special.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay,
if you're
great.
Aging in, or if you're just signing up for Medicare because you're retiring, there's all kind of different special election periods.
Very cool. Very cool. Anything else, Mike?
No, thank you for having us.
Thank you. Nice speaking with you.
Likewise.
Mike Knight is a benefits advisor with People's Health, a United Healthcare company. I'm out here live on Veterans Boulevard. We'll be here until 4 o'clock. We'd love to see you. We're out at Vets Near Causeway. We've got Medicare experts standing by to help you make this very important decision. They're explaining Medicare, Medicare Advantage, and the annual Medicare enrollment period, all the challenges and opportunities therein. Scoot on the air. Back to you, my friend.
Yeah, hey, Ian, great interview, great conversation with Mike Knight, and just really good information. You know, this is October 15th. This is the beginning of the Medicare annual enrollment period. Join a plan. You can change a plan. You can do all of this starting right now. And People's Health is there to help you. This is also about, wait a minute, saving you money? Yeah, you can save money. This is about saving you money on health care. Health care, I don't care who you are, health care is too expensive. And you need more than Medicare, Medicaid. You need more. The number, if you want to get some information about Medicaid, the number for the state, Louisiana, Medicaid is 888-342-6222. 888-342-6207. 888-342-6207. So there's this controversy now about whether or not Donald Trump should release his medical records. Donald Trump released his medical records when he was running for president in 2020. And he released the records. Now, I don't know. He lost that campaign. Maybe he's rethinking that whole process. This was after a physical that he took, and he released the medical records. But he's not releasing his records right now. And there's a group of doctors, nurses, and healthcare providers. They're known as Doctors for Harris. They're not affiliated with the Harris campaign specifically. But Vice President Kamala Harris released a letter from her doctor, really talking about how healthy she is. Trump has not done that, and a lot of people are calling for him to do that. Is it important? Is it important for us, the American people, to know about the health of a candidate? I mean, I think so. I know that seems like such an invasion of privacy, but I think it's important that we know about the basic health of somebody who's running for office, because over the next 4 years they're going to be in charge of this country, and in many ways they're going to run the world. So what do you think? Should Donald Trump release his medical records? Should he have a physical and release those records? Now look, Donald Trump's going to pick his doctor. Kamala Harris, I'm assuming, picked her doctor. There's no way they're going to pick a doctor that is going to give them a negative review, because they're picking the doctor that they know is going to give them a positive review. Really, I think there should be an independent doctor for both sides to give a physical to Kamala Harris and to Donald Trump or whoever is running for office. They should there should be an independent doctor who's going to give them the physical and then release the results. So I just think it's important to release the records, although I guess we have to be honest and realize that, you know, we might not really be getting the truth. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Still to come, we'll talk about Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys, losing it in an interview with a couple of radio people who are asking him questions. And apparently, these are people who generally ask him questions after a game. The Cowboys were embarrassed by the Detroit Lions again at home. And there was a lot of conversation about how the Cowboys were embarrassed by the Saints at home earlier in the season. And Jerry Jones can't be too happy right now. He just turned, I think, 82 years old, and he is mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. I don't have a recording of it, but we've got the transcript, so we're going to share that with you coming up. Also, Mike Dettillier talks about something that I mentioned yesterday as well. The Saints aren't tackling. And it just seemed like in the second half of the game the other day, the Saints just, at some point, they just seemed to give up. And they didn't want to tackle the player. They wanted to just hit the player and bounce off. All right, if you've got a comment about anything we're talking about, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. Ian Hoke is our representative. He is a senior producer of the show. He's at People's Health in Metairie, Veterans and Causeway, right next to Party City, just down from Trader Joe's. This is the beginning of the Medicare annual enrollment period, October 15th. Take advantage of it and stop by People's Health. We'll be right back on WWL. It's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. The beauty of this afternoon is made better by the reality that a cold front is heading in this direction right now, and it's going to be here before long. Tomorrow it's going to feel a lot different than it does right now. I can't wait. This song on this day in 2000 on the Scoot on the Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 2000, this was the number one song in the country. All right, I'm Scoot. I am at my apartment at West End doing the show, and Ian Hoke is on location at People's Health, Veterans and Causeway. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Okanar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So how do you feel about Donald Trump releasing his medical records? Again, you know, he's going to go to a doctor that he knows, and the doctor's going to say something positive. Kamala Harris released the results of her physical, but she's not going to go to a doctor that's not going to give her a positive health check. I mean, I would assume, but I think it's important. I would really like an independent physician to give physicals to these candidates, not only now, but in the future. I think the American people have a right to know the health of the candidates that we're voting for. Do you? If you want to join us, the Okanagan Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, coming up, I want to read the transcript from Jerry Jones and this rant that he went into with some radio hosts. The show is on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Shane and... I guess it's Shane and RJ. That's the show, Shane and RJ. And apparently they are regular interviewers of Jerry Jones. And anyway, he got really upset. So we'll get to that in just a few minutes. Let's go to the North Shore. And Walter, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. I'm not going to talk politics, but I will talk football. Okay.
Okay, that's cool. I'm happy about that.
I'm upset about the Saints. We have the worst coach team in the league. The coach we have is such a disappointment. You know, if he would have stuck as a defensive coordinator, that would have been fine. But even now, the defense doesn't do anything. So, you know, I've been with the Saints since '67. You know, I grew up in the goalpost of Tulane Stadium, the old Tulane Stadium, and it's just depressing as hell. You know.
Well, it is. I understand, Walter. I've had my questions about Dennis Allen. If he's the defensive coordinator, I guess there's somebody else doing this as well. But, you know, if you're a defensive coordinator by trade and you become the head coach, your defense should be really, really good. And our defense sucks. And it's the guys not tackling. I mean, I haven't seen anything this bad since the flex defense. I mean, that was... I don't think anybody ever really understood the flex defense, but that was kind of a joke. And it's just... It's sad to see the players themselves not being into it. I mean, if you tackle somebody, it's harder. It hurts to tackle somebody compared to just trying to hit them and knock them down. But a good runner is not going to be hit and be knocked down. Yeah,
Steve Stonebreaker would take care of it.
Yeah, and the guy, you know, lived up to his name.
Don't know who that is, but you're an old guy like me. Now, I got a question for you, though, Scoot. You say you live out by the lakefront, and I used to live at Pier 8 back in the 70s.
I live right next door.
Is that where you live in that tall building or in that tall place? Okay. Okay.
No, I don't live in the tall place.
It's beautiful out there, across from the harbor and all.
It's nice. Yeah, I have a glimpse of the lake, and it's very nice. And you know, I moved from downtown where it had gotten so tense and so bad that I had to get out. I didn't want to leave, but I felt like I had to. And
I moved to Mandeville. I understand completely.
Yeah, I'm thinking about
Bay
St. Louis.
Have a blessed day, Scoot.
All right, Walter, I appreciate the call. All right, Ian, do we have any text messages concerning whether or not Donald Trump should release his medical records?
Yes. Yes, yes, we sure do. Here's a text that says, Walter Reed Army Medical Center would be a good place to have candidates' physical.
Yeah, I agree. I think we should know. And when a candidate, I mean, I think there's a tradition of candidates releasing their medical records, but when they don't, it makes me suspicious. Is Donald Trump on some medication that he doesn't want us to know about? Obviously, Donald Trump is overweight. Again, this is not a bashing of Donald Trump. This is just relating to a general weight problem that we have in America. And I would say, with his girth, I would say that he's a little bit overweight. He's not, I would not describe him as obese, but he's a little bit overweight. So that might be a matter of contention with his health. But I wonder if he's taking some medication he doesn't want us to know about.
Here's a text that says, hey, don't be such a wuss. You know the man is in good health. For Christ's sake, he drives a golf ball 200 to 240 yards. Let me see do that.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, not to take anything away from man's skill as a golfer, but that doesn't mean you're in great health.
No,
like,
it
lots
doesn't.
Lots of sick people are good at golf.
I mean, I thought that was kind of sarcastic that he can drive a golf ball, you know, 200 yards. Yeah, I could drive a golf ball. I would say I could drive a golf ball maybe 100 yards. I'm not saying it's going to be straight, but Donald Trump is, you know, he's become a really good golfer. And if you play golf as much as he plays golf, even by accident, you would become a good golfer.
I could drive a golf ball 1,000 yards, you know?
I could hit the ball.
Just put it in your pocket,
and
then you drive the golf cart 1,000 yards down the green, and then you take it out of your pocket.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I could drive. I could hit the ball and then drive the golf cart to it.
There you go. Here's a text that says, Bill Clinton never released his records, and neither did Biden. I only read this text because it just goes to show you, like, the things that people will text in as if they are factual, and they are not. This is very easy to remember and verify if you don't remember. Bill Clinton in 1992 did release his full medical bill of health, as did Joe Biden in 2020. So I'm not sure where that texter got that information from. I'll give you two more here. Here's one that says, whichever one of these bozos gets in office, if they were to find themselves feeling ill and couldn't do the job, I think either one of the vice presidential candidates would be better.
You know, after the vice presidential debate, I knew that there would be people who would be making the observation that, okay, look, either one of these people would be better than the two people that we have running for office.
Mm-hmm. And I'll leave you with this one, Scoot. This text says, maybe Harris and Trump can examine each other.
You know, we haven't done that since we were kids. I'm not a
doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I played one when I was a kid.
Oh boy! Oh,
all right.
I
didn't have a chance to get. Didn't have a chance to get to it now, but we'll do it. We'll do it at the beginning of next hour. I want to talk about Jerry Jones's rant. He's just really, really upset. Got really upset with this. DJ team, Shane and RJ on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, and he was really PO'd that they asked him a certain question. So we'll talk about that. If you want to talk about the Saints, it was really interesting, and Ian and I made this note, that Monday, people did not want to talk about the Saints. We did not have many calls. And usually when the Saints lose in an embarrassing way, our phone lines are flooded. We get more calls when the Saints lose than when they win. But people were so stunned by that embarrassing performance that people didn't even want to talk. But watch the Saints turn things around and just kick the Broncos' ass. I mean, it's possible. All right, if you want to join us, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is live at People's Health in Metairie. This is the beginning of Medicare's annual enrollment period. This is a chance to change a plan or join a plan. I mean, everybody gets sick. We don't want you to get sick, but I mean, everybody gets sick. And you need some kind of health care. This is an opportunity to save money. So stop by People's Health in Metairie, Veterans and Causeway, right next to Party City, just down from Trader Joe's, and get the information you need. This is for everybody 65 or older, or if you're trying to find out some information for your parents, this is the place to go. People's Health, they've actually got a place for you to go to get information, an office. And I don't know of any others that really have that. I'm Scoot on the air. Ian is on location at People's Health, and we'll be right back on WWL. You know, the 1960s were not only defined by the Beatles and the British rock invasion, but they were also defined by a lot of really great R&B. On the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, on this day in 1966, this was the number one song in America. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air. When we come back, we'll talk about Jerry Jones being really upset about the Cowboys' loss and mad at some radio people for asking him a certain question. Ian Hoke is live on location at People's Health in Metairie, Vets and Causeway, next to Party City. This is the beginning of Medicare's annual enrollment period. Go out and find out what you need to find out. We will be right back. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.